Well, let's turn now to the latest on Pope Francis's visit to the United States. He's in New York today, and this morning the pontiff visited the 9/11 Memorial and Museum at Ground Zero and met with some family members of victims killed in the attacks. He also spoke to the United Nations General Assembly, where he said that humankind has no authority to abuse or destroy the environment.
In effect, a selfish and boundless thirst for power and material prosperity leads both to the misuse of available natural resources and to the exclusion of the weak.
NPR religion correspondent Tom Jelton is following the Pope's visit, and he joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So first of all, tell us more about what the Pope said to the General Assembly today. What were some of the other themes?
Well, this was an address that was more specifically targeted than some of his other addresses. On the first place, to a more global audience, and then specifically even to the United Nations itself. He gave a very strong endorsement of the United Nations as the appropriate juridical and political response to this present moment of history. And of course, that's important at a time when the United Nations has been under attack by many for being somewhat feckless and ineffective. And he endorsed the whole idea behind the United Nations of enforcing the Charter, and he referred to its tireless recourse to negotiation, mediation, and arbitration. He endorsed the Iran agreement. So in general terms, he was really enthusiastic about the United Nations itself and everything that it represents in the world.
I wonder how this compares to the speech the pontiff gave before the joint session of Congress yesterday, because in a sense there, I mean, he was also endorsing the purpose of Congress as a whole to be a unified body to help legislate the United States. Were there parallel themes there?
Well, that in itself is a parallel. I mean, I think he's been brilliant at being able to tailor his message to the specific function of the people that he is speaking to. I also saw in his address to the United Nations couching his message a little bit more in traditional Christian terms. He said, for example, about the need to protect the environment. He said, "We Christians and others of monotheistic religions believe that the universe is the fruit of a loving decision by the Creator who permits man respectfully to use creation for the good of his fellow man and for the glory of the Creator. He is not authorized to abuse it, much less to destroy it." So really speaking to some universal terms there. One other thing that caught my attention, and I think this is interesting, and it's important, you know, for Western liberals who see the Pope as basically endorsing or vindicating their agenda on immigration and climate change and other sort of favored liberal causes. He spoke of the need to avoid ideological colonization, and by that he means, and he has spoken of this before, this idea that sort of even Western liberals can impose their ideology, which in many cases is a secular ideology, on the rest of the world, sort of ignoring very traditional values in other parts of the world around sexuality, marriage, abortion, gay rights, etc. Some of the developing societies may not want this ideology, and he's sort of warning Western liberals, in a sense, to not to colonize ideologically these other societies.
Interesting. That must have been a welcome message for some of the world leaders there from some of those developing nations who may at times have felt under the thumb of, say, the Security Council or Western powers in the UN.
Exactly.
Well, we also said that the Pope visited Ground Zero, where he met some of the relatives of victims of the 9/11 attacks. How did that go?
That was very moving. What happened there was an interreligious service. The Pope spoke, obviously, but also a rabbi and an imam, and that was followed by messages, prayers, meditations, of Hindu meditation, a Buddhist meditation, a Sikh meditation, an Islamic meditation. So, and the lineup of people on the stage was really impressive. The Pope had called for, in his remarks at the Ground Zero, called for recognition of unity in our diversity. And then it was really exemplified by the people who were up there with him and the meditations that he gave. So that was actually a very moving service. Mm.
And finally, Tom, there has been so much attention focused on the Pope during his visit to the United States, and he's been consistent in his time here calling for unity, calling for dialogue, as we've been talking about. What do you think the overall impact might be in the last couple seconds that we have of this visit?
I think that it has really brought people to sort of more of a commonality than they normally would have. You heard that before from Tamara. And I think that he has really exemplified the message of St. Francis of Assisi. We had people quoting St. Francis's prayer, you know, and make me an instrument of your peace. Mm. And I think that message has actually gotten through to conservatives, right. Liberals, Republicans, right. Democrats, everyone.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thanks so much, Tom.